simple.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The category tonight, the top 10 other Newt Gingrich big ideas. Number 10, a milk dud the size of a basketball. Number 9, more award shows. Number 8, new iPhone app called Angry Jowl. Number 7, ban people from calling something awesome unless it actually inspires awe. Number 6, fill Grand Canyon with custard, rename it Grand Cannoli. Number 5, diapers on horses. Number 4, you've heard of the 5-blade razor? How about the 6-blade razor? Number 3, free donuts. Number 2, end the decade-long conflict between Elton John and Madonna. And the number 1 other Newt Gingrich big idea, open marriages for people named Newt. There you go.
That's David Letterman running down 4 of Newt Gingrich's big ideas, since his plan for a moon base didn't seem to help him very much in the Florida primary. So that's where we get started, the GOP race. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another hour of discussion, the primary, and where it goes from here. From MSNBC, Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, and Willie Geist. Talk to Mitt Romney about the role of negative campaigning in the win this week in Florida.
Do you think that the campaigning in the Sunshine State was too negative?
Well, I think what really drove the results in the Sunshine State were the debates. The debates really are what changed the numbers, changed the trajectory of the race. That's where people focus their attention. Ads come and go. There'll be a lot of ads, I'm sure, in the general election as well. But I think people focus on the debates, watch what's seen on TV, the earned media, if you will. I think that's what drives the campaigns far more than do the ads.
Did you all make a calculation coming out of South Carolina that you had to destroy Newt Gingrich politically?
Oh, I think we made the calculation coming out of South Carolina that he had been effective in the debates. He'd gone after me in a very aggressive way. We hadn't responded, and it made sense to stand up and describe the things he was saying as being inaccurate, and make sure that we mounted a full and aggressive campaign. We got taught a lesson in South Carolina, and I made sure that when I came to the debates, I was ready to defend my record and ready to reverse the things that the speaker had been saying about me.
We have a few questions about what your message is, moving on beyond the negativity. And I'll start with sort of overall electability and your connection with the core conservative base. Do you have a direct connection with that? We just interviewed Rob Portman, Senator, supporter of you, who said you were starting to develop one, which I thought was a very interesting answer. Do you have one, and is that important?
Well, you know, I have the positions that I have, and I can try and change my positions and make them more attractive to certain segments of my party, but I'm not going to do that. And I think over time, people recognize that I am a solid conservative. My record as a governor is a solid conservative record. Sometimes I have to chuckle when I listen to people think that Newt Gingrich is the conservative in this race. I mean, I know what he was in the past, but on the issues that people care about now, you have to scratch your head. I mean, as you recall, he was the guy who sat down with Nancy Pelosi arguing for climate change legislation. He was the guy who called Paul Ryan's Medicare plan right-wing social engineering. And we just found out this, I think it was yesterday, that up at least until 2009, and that wasn't very long ago, he was arguing for a federal insurance mandate. So the idea that he's somehow the conservative guy just doesn't square with his record. My record is conservative. I believe the people of this country will recognize that as time goes on, and I'll be able to get more support. And by the way, here in Florida, Tea Partiers and people who called themselves conservative voted in a majority for me. That's a good sign.
Some of your critics, some people on the show this morning, have said you spent too much time in Florida talking about Newt Gingrich and not talking enough about Mitt Romney and your ideas for the future. So on the question of jobs, which as we went around the state over the last few days, it was the only thing anyone was talking about, jobs and the economy. What's the big idea? We know you have the 59-point plan. I would venture to say many Americans haven't waded through that document. So what's the big idea? What can you tell voters? What will you do in terms of creating jobs that this president has failed to do in your estimation?
My answer, I'll boil it down to four things. One, you have to have competitive tax rates for employers. Ours are the highest in the world. Two, you have to get regulations to work for enterprise as opposed to crush enterprise. That's not happening today. Three, you have to take advantage of our energy resources. This president has held off on them. Four, you have to open up new markets for American goods and crack down on cheaters like China.
Coming up, more from the candidates as the presidential race moves to Nevada next on The Countdown.
This is the biggest play of your life. You trained for this. You were born for this. During the ultimate football experience at Sears, buy a TV online, and it will only take 5 minutes to pick it up in store. No overtime. Just 5 minutes to walk out with the biggest screen the big game has ever seen.
This week at Sears, save $1,400 on a Sony 55-inch 3D LED TV. Only $1,499.88.
See store for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends February 4th, 2012.
What appearance, and how unfortunate.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Grainger, the best resource for all your industrial supply needs, offers a service called KeepStock, which helps businesses manage inventory, making it much easier to know what you have and quickly order what you need. They can help you put a method to the madness of tracking, organizing, and ordering any size inventory, turning even the most intimidating storage space into an easy-to-maintain supply paradise. To find out more, visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates, cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient, getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax, get to a better state, State Farm.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
This is the Talk Radio Review. The focus on the GOP side of the presidential race. We'll move on. Television, you know, and radio are both a focus on this program. From CNN, Joe Johns talks to Ron Paul about the state of his campaign.
What are you hoping to accomplish here in Nevada? Oh, 4 years ago, you placed second. Kind of distant second to Romney, and I assume you're expecting to do better than that. Do you see yourself winning Nevada?
I think it's possible to win. We're going to win delegates because, you know, it isn't winner take all. So we expect to get delegates out of here, and there's a very good chance that we could win. But it remains to be seen. We got to prove ourselves. But we have been known for, you know, good organization and enthusiasm, and I think we can get the people out.
What do you see as your path from here? You're just going to try to amass as many delegates as you can and essentially try to have a real say in the nomination. Do you see yourself accepting the nomination? Do you see yourself finding a way to win? And if so, what is that path?
Well, it certainly is a possibility. You know, there's been a few so far fall flat. Remember when everybody thought it was going to be Rick Perry? You know, and who would have thought Ron Paul was going to be in a lot longer than Rick Perry? So who knows what will happen? They could get into trouble. And if I'm accumulating delegates, you can't tell. The future is yet to be known.
Newt Gingrich. You know, we saw him last night essentially saying, well, we got 46 states to go. I assume he would be interested in trying to get you to get out of the race and throw your support behind him. But how likely is that?
Zero. No, see what chance.
You're going all the way to the convention?
Well, you know, depends. If we continue amassing delegates, certainly we'll keep going until it's very obvious. But to think that in the next week or two, all of a sudden, there's going to be a declaration of who's going to be winner, I don't think that's likely to happen, so I'll likely be in the race after that.
I didn't hear very well last night at the top of your speech, but it sounded to me as if you said that you had called Romney and you had essentially told him, I'll see you in the caucus states. If that's correct, could you sort of tell me what that conversation was about?
It was very short and very friendly, and I congratulated him, and I also said, on a very friendly term and kiddingly, and I said, well, we talk about when we're going to see each other at the next debate, and we're not going to have one. I said, well, if we have another debate, I'll see you there. But in the meantime, I'll see you at the caucus states. So it was a friendly thing.
Why does the caucus states work better for you?
Because we're rewarded for organization and determination, enthusiasm, people who believe in something. And I think it offers us a chance to compete with Mitt Romney. I mean, it was difficult to compete with his money in Florida. I mean, money talks. And we have a lot compared to some others. You know, our financial report isn't puny, but it's still not enough to advertise across, a big state. And actually, the whole way this process worked, whether it was Iowa and New Hampshire, it gives a candidate, to be, like myself, to be more competitive, and it's actually, I think, a fairer system.
Here's Taco's Chad Hartman with Rick Santorum. Santorum says the focus of the candidates needs to be about beating President Obama and not fighting with each other.
Let me ask you about your path to victory. You put in a great deal of work in Iowa, and it paid off for you with a victory. Since then, you've been in the mix but have not had a chance to score a victory. As you've pointed out in some of these interviews that I saw the last 48 hours, it's proportional. Last night was a winner-take-all, but now when we look in February, including what's going to take place here in Minnesota with the caucus, it is proportional. At the same time, if you're going to get back to that echelon with Governor Romney and the former speaker, don't you need to win a race rather soon?
I don't know about rather soon, but, you know, certainly, we believe that this race is going to continue to evolve, I believe one candidate will clearly emerge as the favorite of conservatives. And when that happens, then we'll start winning races. And I'm a patient man. I had to be when I was in 381 town hall meetings in Iowa. And it wasn't until 10 days before the election that we had any kind of pulse in the polls. And I just believe that our message is the right one, and that we'll continue to build. The more people get a chance to see us, and that's our objective, is to stay in there, keep building, and show that we are a strong conservative alternative to Obama. Not Romney. Beating Mitt Romney is not the big issue in this campaign. It's beating Barack Obama, and having someone on the ticket who will make health care and Obamacare and government run medicine and government-run financial services, government-run environmental policy, cap and trade. Those are some of the biggest issues in this campaign, and I've got strong, principled, conservative positions on all of those and a strong history, and Governor Romney and Speaker Gingrich do not. I mean, we, in a sense, give up Obamacare as an issue if we nominate Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich, and I don't think we can afford to do that and win this election.
Do you believe if either one of those individuals, once they assume the office, would immediately try to end Obamacare if they assume the presidency?
Well, I mean, we just saw, here's the nuancing that you start to see. We saw in Florida just a couple days before the primary that the Attorney General, who was a big supporter of Romney, saying that she's going to be appointed to a commission that will try to get Romney Care passed in every state in the country, that he'll repeal the federal one, but he thinks the Massachusetts model is actually a pretty good model for the states. I think it's a terrible model for them. It was the model for Obamacare. It's top-down government-run medicine. And yet, he says he's against it on the federal level because the federal government should do it, but it's okay on the state level for the state government to do it. In fact, he's proposing it for the states. How can we have a candidate for president who basically agrees with Obamacare 50 states at a time as opposed to one country at a time? This is giving away the election, and we should not do that.
Up next on our countdown, a former candidate weighs in on the campaign, but withholds making an endorsement. That'll be next year as we review the hot hits in talk radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yep, talk radio and talk television are the focus. A lot of things from the print media as well. GOP race from Fox. Martha McCallum talks to Michelle Bachmann, who says, contrary to what you may have heard, she has not endorsed Mitt Romney.
You know, there's been all kinds of buzz about your folks meeting with the Romney folks last night. That was reported. One of your former advisors went over and was a debate coach to Mitt Romney. That has been, sort of mentioned as one of the reasons that he was so strong in those recent debates in Florida. What do you expect to talk to him about today?
Well, what will I be talking with Governor Romney about today?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any intentions to talk to Governor Romney today. Actually, he will be in Minnesota. I'm in Washington, D.C., doing my job in the United States Congress. And there were some reports that came out this morning that my team and the Romney team were talking about an endorsement. That isn't true. I talk to all of the candidates on a regular basis. I enjoy talking to them. We had a wonderful relationship and camaraderie on the presidential campaign trail. That continues, but I haven't yet made a decision about who I will endorse or if I will endorse before the nominee is chosen.
There's no doubt that one of the reasons for his stopping in Minnesota today is that he would love to talk to you about getting your endorsement. And I know that you're being very diplomatic about who you're going to support, but the race is coming up in Minnesota on February the 7th. And some are saying that it would be great for you to do that endorsement before then, that would be sort of a good position for you to be in. Do you think you will?
At this point, I don't have any plan to make an endorsement in Minnesota before February 7th, and I encourage all of the candidates to come to my great state of Minnesota. They will love it there. People will really enjoy being up close and personal with all the GOP candidates. But at this point, Martha, I haven't made a decision about endorsing right now.
What do you think is holding you back at this point? What are you waiting to learn?
I think it's important that the people make the choice about who they want. My goal is to make sure that Obama is defeated, as I'm sure people across America also want to make sure happens. I want to be a unifying voice. I want to bring together the Tea Party, the establishment, evangelicals, because we have to also bring in independents and disaffected Democrats. We have to defeat Obama. That's my intention. Once we have a lot of factionalizing going on now, I want to bring the factions together,
yeah.
And that's what I want to do, go all across the country and help whoever the nominee is defeat Barack Obama.
Here's radio man Gene Mueller with ABC's Steve Roberts. They talk about Romney's win in Florida and what effect that really has on the race.
Even though it was a resounding win in Florida, Steve, there's a long way to go here.
Well, you know, determination counts in politics, and Newt Gingrich is not only determined, he's angry and bitter. You could see that last night. You know, he didn't even congratulate Mitt Romney, breaking all the conventions of civility in politics. And Newt is a very determined guy. What he's not is a very rich guy. And one of the things that can hold him back here, Gene, is money. Now, the super PAC that he has been running ads in his behalf is able to raise money very quickly in huge gulps, and the Allison family from Las Vegas gave him $10 million. But his own personal campaign is really scraping for dough, and we've seen this happen many times before, whether it was Tim Paul Lente or Bachman or Herman Cain, Rick Perry. They keep saying, I'm going to keep going, but then they run out of money. So, yes, it's a long way to go when you look at the map, but I think the only fair assessment is that Romney now has a stranglehold on this nomination, and it's going to be very difficult for Gingrich or anybody else to wrestle it away from him.
Angry Newt, though, seems to be the most effective Newt. We saw it coming out of New Hampshire. That's when he went to South Carolina, caught a couple of fastballs during the debates, and launched his successful run in South Carolina. We're back to Angry Newt again. He runs better from behind, doesn't he?
I think that's true. It's not the first time. Let's remember, he also was he was counted out for dead last spring when his campaign staff deserted him last. He was counted out after Iowa when he ran so poorly. So he's a very determined guy. What we're seeing in many ways is a coalescing of feelings in the Republican Party. They might not be in love with Mitt Romney, but the single most driving factor, we saw this in the exit polls last night in Florida, is electability. People want desperately to beat Barack Obama. Among the most conservative voters in Florida, Gingrich won. But when you get to the somewhat more moderate folks, particularly among women, Romney was far ahead. And there was one voter yesterday, Gene, who summed it up for me. She told the Wall Street Journal, I might not be in love with Mitt Romney, but I like him well enough. That's a pretty tepid endorsement, but still, it's good enough for a lot of Republicans because their overwhelming motive is to win in the fall.
All right, we got to move away from politics and get to the buzz surrounding Facebook's IPO, the initial public offering. That's up next here.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstamp.com. ad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, so we shift our gears. Talk Radio Countdown Show now with our attention on Facebook, which began the registration process for its IPO. It could be the largest technology initial public offering in history. Here's host Sue Rose and John Zak talking to financial analyst Glenn Wiggle about whether he thinks buying shares of Facebook would be a good move financially.
If you could get in on the Facebook IPO, would you?
If I could get in at the IPO price, I might consider it and then look for a short-term pop. Because, you know, if you look at the past IPOs like LinkedIn, which came public last year in May, you know, the original IPO price was $45 a share. And if you got in on that price, you were in great shape because it started trading somewhere around $80 or $90 and still sits right around $74. The danger is that most people cannot get in at the IPO price. You know, it's going to be a very hot offering, like LinkedIn was, like Google was. Facebook will be that and more so as far as, you know, being in high demand. And so the likelihood is that you'll have to buy it when it does begin to trade, and it will begin to trade probably at a pretty lofty price like Google did. So you've got to be very careful there.
You know, Glenn, I'm wondering how many of our casual listeners realize that when stocks are bought and sold every day, for instance, if I buy a few shares of General Electric today, the company doesn't get the money. The person who sold me the stock would get the money. But in the case of an initial public offering, all the money raised in the IPO goes to the company. Now, the company's supposed to use the money to further develop the company, but you know something? All we hear, usually, is how much richer the guy who owns the company gets.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, the same thing with Google. My concern with Facebook, just like Google, is that they're not issuing a majority of shares. And so they're going to keep the majority of shares so that they have, you know, they maintain control of the company, just like Google has, where the two owners of Google have over 50% of the voting shares and theoretically own the company, can pick their own board, and so on. Google has done a pretty good job, as opposed to some of the other internet providers, where they branched out into other types of business. So they've got the Droid phone, they've got into Google Apps, video chatting, things like that. The companies that have just simply relied on ad revenue, like Yahoo and AOL have really suffered when, of course, times get thin. Ad revenue is the first thing to begin to dry up. So for Facebook to be viable long-term and to be a successful publicly traded company, they're going to have to use some of that profit that they bring in from the IPO to look to expand their business model into other types of services that they can provide to the marketplace. If they simply rely on the ad revenue alone, which is really where the bulk of their $4 billion is coming from, then they're going to always have that issue of walking that fine line between keeping their advertisers happy with more and more private data and also, you know, satisfying their members with not delving too much into their private data and farming that out. So, and of course, Facebook, as you know, has already run across several privacy issues in regards to selling that private data. So they're going to need to use this money from the IPO to begin to somehow find a way to offer other types of services that can expand their product line.
Radio host Bob Miller with financial analyst Jack Otter, who says the Facebook IPO will be good for Facebook, but he's not sure it'll be good for anybody else.
The Wall Street Journal is talking about the fact that Facebook is finally going public. Good thing?
Well, good thing for Facebook. I'd love to be a Zuckerberg's accountant right now. Just one quick correction. It'll probably take a couple of months before the actual IPO hits.
So what do you figure? April, May, what?
I think that's about the right time frame. And of course, you know, if something goes wacky in the market, it won't happen. They will delay it until the market conditions are favorable.
Right. So why haven't they gone public before now, do you know?
Well, that's a good question. A couple of reasons. One is they simply didn't need to. So one of the reasons companies go public is because they have too much debt. You know, say they borrowed a lot of money to start a company, they need to pay off that debt, so they raise that money. This wasn't a problem for Facebook. Or it could just be that just simply to grow the company, they need money. Well, that wasn't a problem either. So I think, frankly, they wanted to wait till they had a big enough company that the payoff would be huge. And you can't really blame them for that. You know, Mark Zuckerberg is expected to make, or not make, but he will suddenly be worth about $20 billion on paper. He'd be the 23rd richest man in the world. Sheryl Sandberg would become a billionaire. And, of course, all the money behind them, the VCs, the investment banks, Morgan Stanley and Goldman will stand to make tens of million dollars in fees on this. So it'll be a big payday. But the question is, of course, as an investor, do you want to jump in? And frankly, I think because they've waited so long, I don't know how much growth is left. This is going to be a very pricey stock when it comes.
Really? That was my next question. What do you figure it's going to start at?
I don't know what the actual dollar amount will be. That depends on how many shares they issue and so forth. But the market value of the company is estimated to be around $75 to $100 billion. And what I should say is that that's what the stated value will be. That makes it extraordinarily expensive, way more expensive, say, than Google and Apple by comparison.
Right. And with that in mind, I mean, who would they be in the league with if this went to $100 billion or whatever?
They would be larger than ConocoPhillips. They would be larger than Amazon. From a market value perspective, this would be a ginormous company. But, of course, they would have much lower revenues and profits than a ConocoPhillips or an Amazon.
Okay. So, as we got a little variety in the conversation here, people are talking about the Keystone Pipeline and how to get it done. That's up next here on the Countdown.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. Income@home31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Solomon Jamerson, 2nd Infantry Division, awarded the Silver Star for heroism.
There was a courier-type individual walking down the street. This one individual came up to the road junction and went into a ranch house, a farmhouse, pushed down the wall, and then an artillery piece started firing at our tanks up, advancing up the road. We went back up and continued firing on all the various locations, and numerous other locations had opened up fire at that point, which confirmed my suspicions that they were laying in wait for our units to come. I did not learn about it until a year later, I was back in the States. But the commander down on the ground was so pleased with our actions, he put us both in for the Silver Star.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown, we have the debate over the Keystone Pipeline being discussed. From Fox, Jenna Lee talks to Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut about new legislation introduced that will approve the Keystone Pipeline.
Apparently, this legislation has 44 co-sponsors, Republican and Democrats, and basically it will try to approve the Keystone Pipeline deal. Is this something that you could get behind potentially?
Well, I got to take a look at this legislation, but my own feeling is, let's see, how can I do this quickly? That the odds are, though this is a higher pollution kind of fuel that comes from this area of Canada, the question is, are we going to get to use it in America, or is it going to be sold to China? I want it to come to America, but I want it to come in a way that where the pipeline is built so it doesn't have bad environmental consequences throughout our country. So in that sense, I think the president, I support what the president did, because there's a little more time necessary for the environmental reviews to be done. But I hope it doesn't take long, because we need fuel from wherever we can get it here in the United States in a way that doesn't destroy our environment, and this is probably one way.
And some have suggested that there's been years already to do that environmental review, but as you mentioned, we have a short time period here, and we'll continue to watch that legislation as well.
Here's host Kevin Thomas with Senator Mike Johanns of Nebraska about the legislation he's signed on to regarding the pipeline and his attempts to keep the president out of the discussion.
You have signed on to support a bill that starts to deal with the Keystone XL pipeline again. The issue is far from over with the rejection from the State Department and the President earlier this month. Would your bill essentially eliminate the President from the permitting process?
Yeah, what the bill basically does is it recognizes the validity of an opinion that was just offered within the last couple of weeks by the Congressional Research Service. The Congressional Research Service analyzed past case law and came to the conclusion that the power to regulate commerce in the Constitution is granted to Congress, not to the President. It's granted to Congress. So what this bill does is it says, based upon that, Congress has the ability to say yes or no to the routing of this pipeline. And we say yes. So that's what the bill is all about.
With that opinion that came out just last week, would it take a rules change to have this have an effect for future pipelines, or maybe even for this pipeline, or whatever the cross border exchange is, whatever the dealing is? Would it take a rule change in Congress or in Washington, or can you just move ahead and do this bill?
No, it's remarkably straightforward. It basically says what the Constitution says, and that is that Congress has the power to regulate interstate commerce, since this oil will be moving on a pipeline that crosses state lines, literally from our northern border to the south. Congress has the ability to regulate that. Now, one thing I should mention, because I feel very strongly about this and have spent the last two or three years on this issue, this legislation also respects the Nebraska process. It says, look, there's a segment of the pipeline in Nebraska where Nebraska officials are working with TransCanada officials, with state government, with federal government. We will allow that to proceed under whatever timeline is necessary for the state to come up to the conclusion as to what's the best route. But for the rest of the pipeline, the green light would be turned on to start construction.
If this does get approval of Congress, what's the timeline look like for Nebraska? Is there some deadline that the state must reach in order to have the route, or is it just when construction finally gets here, we better be ready?
There is no timeline. The timeline is the timeline determined by Nebraska officials, and I think they're saying sometime by this fall. So somewhere in the August-September time frame, they should have a conclusion as to what is the appropriate route. But, again, this federal legislation is very respectful of that process and essentially says Nebraska will be given the time necessary to decide where they want that routing to occur.
Radio man Matt Patrick with Congressman Joe Parton of Texas. They talk about a hearing with the State Department over the Keystone Pipeline.
All right, Congressman, so there you are. You're in a hearing. You're talking to the State Department. They are the only department that nixed the Keystone XL Pipeline. You ask the representative of the State Department what the problem was. Can you tell me how that conversation went? Because this is priceless.
Well, basically, the State Department kept saying that the problem was they just didn't have enough time. And I pointed out that we had fought in one World War II in more time than they had taken reviewing this project, and that there really weren't any environmental issues. And basically, the State Department representative just wouldn't admit that the president and his administration made a political decision to placate the radical environmental groups, and they apparently don't give a heck. Flip about energy security or jobs for America.
Well, there's no question about that, and they certainly don't give a flip, as you say, about the jobs here in Texas or what it would mean to the state of Texas. Do you feel, and I've heard people comment on both sides of this, do you feel, Congressman, that this was a direct shot at the state of Texas?
Well, that's a provocative question. I think some of what the EPA has done with the flexible air quality permits in Texas and the cross-state air pollution rule is a direct shot at our state. I agree with Governor Perry on that. On the Keystone Pipeline, it's more a direct shot at the economic well-being and job creation of the entire country, although a lot of those jobs would be in Texas, both created and saved because of the infrastructure and the refineries that this oil would come to in the Beaumont-Port Arthur area.
Congressman, tell me, how many jobs could this president have potentially added to the payrolls had he approved this? And wouldn't that have been a great political feather in his cap if he had done that?
Well, we think from the construction of the pipeline, it would have been in the neighborhood of at least 20,000 jobs. We think once it was constructed and the oil was flowing, it would be another 20,000 up to, you know, perhaps 100,000, depending on how you calculate the multiplier effect.
And, Congressman, you know, to me, as I look at this, I understand, as you say, he's trying to placate the, you know, the greenies. But, I mean, wouldn't it have made more sense, as he is running for re-election, to add all these jobs? And how would the Republicans have even fought against that? I mean, you have to salute that, don't you?
Well, we wouldn't have fought against it if he would have approved the pipeline. I mean, we want energy security for America. We want to create jobs in America. We want to be a a positive partner with Canada. I mean, you know, this is a project that over a year ago, Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, in a speech out in San Francisco, of all places, said that she was inclined to endorse it, to
right.
support it.
Right.
And so the radical environmental groups made a political decision to oppose it, and President Obama appears to have caved into their political opposition.
We'll pause for a moment now, and then up to the Fast and Furious investigation. Yep, that surfaces again here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in just a moment.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. It's non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This is our daily focus on talk radio and talk television. Talk host Bill Meyer with Mike Hammond from Gun Holders of America about Attorney General Eric Holder's appearance this week at the Fast and Furious hearings.
What do we have coming up on these Fast and Furious hearings?
Yes, this Thursday morning is going to be very interesting, and something's going to happen that may not happen again in your lifetime. Certainly won't happen in my lifetime, and that is the Attorney General of the United States, the Chief Law Enforcement Officer, is going to be called before a House committee to explain why he hasn't committed perjury in the face of pretty strong evidence that he has engaged in the crime of perjury. To set the background in just a two or three sentences, basically, the Fast and Furious operation was a program which went on for about a year, conducted by entities in the Justice Department, whereby the go-ahead was given to gun dealers in the Southwest to sell guns to straw purchasers who took them to Mexican drug cartels. Thousands of guns crossed the border to these violent drug cartels, and 300 of them turned up in murder scenes in Mexico of Mexican nationals. Two turned up at the murder scene of Brian Terry, the U.S. border agent. And so on May the 3rd, 2011, showed you how old I am, May 3rd, 2011, The Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, was called before Darrell Issa's Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. And at the time, he said that he had known about the Fast and Furious operation only for, quote, a few weeks, close quote. Exactly 5 months later to the day, CBS News, and lest your readers be under any misimpression, CBS News is not a repository of conservative wisdom. But CBS News reported five months to the day after that that Holder had received memoranda on the Fast and Furious operation dating back to July 2010.
So this pleading of ignorance,
9 months before he said he knew about it.
Okay, so the pleading of ignorance is just an out and out lie. Now, question when it comes to perjury though, isn't there a relatively high standard, or at least a high bar? Was the Attorney General under oath when he appeared before Congress?
He lied before Congress. Well, if he lied before Congress, it doesn't matter technically whether he was under oath.
Oh.
Just as if you tell a lie to a policeman, it doesn't matter whether or not you're sworn in or not. It's a crime in and of itself to lie before Congress.
Okay, just period. So Holder would know this. So there's been a lot of conversation about, well, he wasn't under oath or he wasn't sworn in under oath, so it doesn't count. So that's not the case at all.
Well, it's a crime irrespective of whether he was under oath or not.
Okay, all right. So now, there was a document dump just a few days ago here.
Yes, on Friday night, and the Justice Department is very good about this. And when I say good, I mean bad. In that, if it has bad news, it dumps it on Friday night so as to avoid all the news cycles and ensure that it's going to squash the information. Friday night, there was an additional email concerning Holder, which leaked, which showed that as of December the 14th, his chief of staff was told by the U.S. attorney from Arizona that, first of all, Brian Terry had been killed, and second of all, that two Fast and Furious guns had turned up at that crime scene. At least with respect to the fact Brian Terry had been killed, the chief of staff emailed back to the U.S. attorney and said the attorney general has been briefed on it.
Talkers Tom Rotan with Congressman Jeff Davis of Kentucky. They have a conversation about the Eric Holder case as far as Fast and Furious is concerned.
Something needs to come to a head there, and the people that are responsible for that and for the deaths of people as well as a border agent, the heads need to roll. Somebody needs to lose their job over that, Congressman.
I agree, absolutely. Were this a, at least in Kentucky, I can't comment on West Virginia, but if this were the state police, were it local law enforcement agencies, were something like this were uncovered as it was happening, not only would there be an investigation, but if the protocols were violated, there would be terminations possibly leading to prosecution if laws were violated. And it's a... this is a real tragedy to watch this obstruction taking place. It's, you know, it's often common in administrations to protect or to try to protect people who have done wrong or have demonstrated a lack of competence. But I learned a long time ago in my life, you always err on the side. If you've got dirty laundry, it doesn't get any cleaner keeping it hidden in the corner of the closet. You expose it, and if Obama would live up to the promises he made early on to run an ethical and open government, he would simply terminate his attorney general and the people associated with that. And make sure there were real professionals in there to come in and deal with it. I think that's the real management and leadership issue that the country wants and frankly needs at this time.
A lot of info at DougSteffen.com. Check out the countdown box, homepage, front and center. Again, that's at DougSteffen.com.